Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's the Sandman.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be here with you this morning after a fantastic week. They say what a difference a week makes, and boy, this past week, the market went back up again. The market finished off the week quite strong, and on Friday we had a nice day. In fact, the Dow was up 347 points to close at 25,309. So again, we broke the 25,000 mark with some strength. S&P 500 was up 43. That's a nice gain to close at 2747. Remember, we're looking again for 2850 to get to the all-time highs once again. And remember what I was predicting for the year. I'm saying the S&P 500 should get to 3,000. NASDAQ was up 127 to close at 7,337. And what's been interesting this past week, once again, has been the 10-year Treasury. This seems to continue to be something of interest, particularly when it comes to the market. The 10-year Treasury closed yesterday at 2.87. Now, again, it's flirting with that 3% level. And again, when that happens, expect the market to react probably negatively to that sort of news. But I don't think it's the end of the world. In fact, I sort of expect rates to continue to rise. And you saw that the market enjoys when it says it's not going to, the Fed, not going to raise. In fact, that's what drove a lot of the gain yesterday. The dollar continues to get weaker. The dollar against the euro yesterday closed at $1.23 to a euro. So once again, if you're thinking about going to Europe this summer, may not be the best time overall. But that currency strength shows that the market is anticipating rates to continue to rise. Now, what's going on this past week? What was of interest to me? To me, I think this is going to be the year of the M&A. And why is that important for the overall market? M&A, or mergers and activity, or mergers and acquisition activity, is overall good for the market, particularly the financials. And what seems to be driving the latest set of M&A, if you will, is the tax deal. Because what's happened with the tax deal is corporations are going to pay lower taxes to either buy or sell assets. And so when you're selling off assets, you usually pay capital gains if you've made a profit. And so what we saw this past week was quite interesting. In fact, a lot of the big companies are creating this new term. It's called urge to demerge. Urge to demerge. And what does that mean? Well, it's companies focusing on streamlining their operations. And so this past week was quite interesting. We started to hear about GE breaking up. You may remember that the CEO came out and said, hey, that's not off the table. We may break up the company to make it healthier again. So you saw that with a large Dow component. This week, we saw United Technologies, which is another huge company out there that has quite a bit of good businesses within it. And the CEO, again, reiterated to everyone that he was thinking about, or looking at least, this streamlining effort, if you want to call that, of breaking the company up and selling off the pieces. Now, some other companies of note that are considering the same sort of option, if you will, Honeywell, Pentair, Dover, and Siemens, all are considering this sort of activity. Now, what does that mean? Well, when you look at the overall market so far this year, and again, we're closing in on the end of February. Can you believe it? February is almost up. But as we're closing in on the end of the year, we're seeing almost 20% more activity when it comes to mergers and acquisition. This is 20% more activity as compared to 2017. Once again, that's going to be very good for the overall market, particularly the financials, because they're going to make a lot more revenue from doing deals. Now, I heard a lot this week about a recession. And so some people were talking about, some people I respect were saying, look, there's going to be a recession not too far out in the horizon with these lower tax rates that have now happened. And, some of the debt that's out there, the consumer debt that's out there. A recession is not out of the question. And in fact, that if something goes wrong, if that doesn't, you know, continue on the way it has, we could be looking at some sort of a recession. Now, I tend to disagree with that because according to everything that I'm looking at, the economy is quite strong right now. There's a number of different factors to consider. First of all is the Fed itself. Now, you may have heard this week, federal official Bullard said that the core inflation, if you will, is running core PC, he calls it, at 1.5%. Now, that's particularly low. And his argument was, look, we don't need to raise rates too quickly here because inflation really isn't that big a deal yet. So, again, when the Fed talked Friday about not raising rates at an aggressive clip, the market likes that. So the market is anticipating rates rising at a gradual rate, possibly 3 times this year, like we keep hearing, but nothing more aggressive than that. And these, you know, clips of inflation here or there with the jobs reports, etc., overall is really not too bad. And so I don't think that this is an economy that you really need to worry about, particularly when it comes to a recession. Consider this too. Jobless claims right now, we saw that this week. They're at a 45-year low. Now, that's incredible. 45-year low for jobless claims. And this just happened last week. The unemployment number came in at 222,000. And this shows that the labor market is actually doing pretty well. You also add to that what I'm going to call a well-balanced economy. This is kind of like a smooth landing, if you will. GDP numbers are right around 2%. That's pretty strong. We may hear see 3.5 this year is what they're saying. But still, that's a well-balanced economy. And you don't really see the excesses that we saw, as you may remember, in the dot-com era and with the mortgage crisis. Those excesses aren't really apparent yet in the overall market. So, you know, where is this going to come from? Well, that's anybody's guess. Keep it tuned right here, because when we come back, I'm going to discuss the biggest opportunity within the new tax laws that virtually no one's talking about. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Looking for a good read? Pick up a copy of David's book, Protect Your Assets. Are you ready for retirement? Just go to LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. Today we're talking about, how do you know if it's time to retire or not? Deciding to retire is as much of a psychological decision as it is a financial one. It's a deeply personal decision as you go from working for decades to working, well, not at all. How do you tell when it's the right time to retire? Should you continue to work or retire early? How would you feel if you were laid off? Well, we're going to help you answer those questions today as we look at this big question, how do I know it's time to retire? You know, there's a big difference between making money and managing money. There's plenty of advisors willing to invest your money for a fee, but there's a big difference between investing your wealth and total wealth management. As you consider retiring or even investing your money, you need to be looking at everything. You need to be looking at the taxes, the investment return, the risk you're taking, your future plans. How are you going to pay for your bills each month? All of these are critical to evaluate whether or not you can retire. But another deeper issue is, how do you know that it is time to retire?
Let's face it, a lot of us like to work, like to get up and go do our daily routine, enjoy meeting friends at work and doing social things. But maybe you're just sick and tired of it. You just don't really like the atmosphere anymore. The culture has changed. Someone bought it and now it's an entirely new workplace. So you're wondering, maybe it's time for me to hang it up. So let's start out by talking about the number one regret that nobody talks about. There's ample evidence that baby boomers are working longer than any generation in the past. They're pushing the envelope, pushing that traditional retirement age from 55 into their 60s. A lot of folks that we come across want to work all the way up until what's their Social Security full retirement age, or FRA, which in a lot of cases is age 67. People are living longer, they're feeling better, and they feel like they can work longer. Add to that the retirement crisis we saw in 2008, where most of your 401ks became 201ks, and people are forced to work longer. But there's just one thing. A lot of these folks who retired regret it afterwards. There was a survey that was just released by New York Life, and this was a survey of people between the ages of 62 and age 70 who had $100,000 or more in investable assets. Get this, nearly half of them wished they had retired earlier. More than half who were age 60 or older regretted waiting so long to retire. This is because a lot of people push themselves to work later in life than they really have to. What's fascinating about this article is it talks about how once people retire, they realize that they didn't have as much energy as they did while they were in the office. So they feel as if they wasted many of the best years of their life doing things that, yeah, maybe they really enjoyed, but they'd rather be doing something else, like skiing down a mountain. It's a classic case of not knowing what you've got until it's gone. And this is conspicuously absent in most conversations that people have today when they're talking about their retirement with their advisor. People tend to focus too much on the returns and the market gyrations of the day. Our approach is to talk to people about what they want to do with their life. What's their future plans? What really excites them? A lot of people just accumulate assets during their lifetime, but don't really think about how to turn those assets into income or into just a path to do the things you want to do, to pass on your legacy to your kids. So now that you understand that there may be some sort of a regret about not retiring when you should have, the logical question becomes next, well, what are some of the reasons why I should retire, and how do I know it's time to retire? As experience has shown us, at least, the decision to retire is personal, and it has many psychological as well as financial pieces to it. So let me take off the table the catalysts like a layoff or a health issue that pops up. There are other triggers that fall into categories of deciding whether you want to retire or not. The first one is family. Many people, I find, want to be closer to their kids or their grandkids. Now with the excessive values we see of real estate here in the Bay Area, they could sell their home and move to an area where their kids live and buy a condo or a small home in an area that's just much more affordable and have a lot more cash to live off of, which makes it much easier for them to make this decision. I have a client right now who actually has a house down in Mountain View. She's going to put it up for sale and move to Oregon, where her daughter lives, and she can buy a house and have quite a bit of money left over to supplement her retirement. It was interesting because she retired and was here in the Bay Area and was just doing just fine. But now with this recent change, she's realized that she wants to be closer to her daughter and her grandkids. So this is going to allow her to even have more income than she was able to while she was here in the Bay Area. Another factor I find that people consider as they contemplate this decision is just plain restlessness with their job. People just desire to do other things. Maybe they've been doing something for so long, they're really good at it. But frankly, they just don't like it. You know, you go in, you do something over and over again, and it just doesn't become fun anymore. You might be the best at it and paid very well for it. But you ask yourself, hey, is it really worth it anymore? Am I making an impact on society, or am I just increasing my bank account? I've had clients who just desire to do something totally different, like become an artist or start a restaurant or take up winemaking. Another trigger that I find that clients bring up to me is just their mortality. Some people have a health scare. All of a sudden, you're going down the street or you're just working at the desk and you have a heart attack. You're lucky enough to get to the hospital and they save your life. But then you're sitting in the hospital bed realizing, what the heck am I doing? Or you could have a relative or close family friend or even a college friend, happened to me recently, who passes away at a relatively young age. This causes you to realize that time is your one fixed resource, and how you spend it becomes much more important to you as you realize it's shrinking away. So let's just say that one of those pops into your mind. Then your decision becomes one of financial. Will the financial numbers justify rationalizing your previous thoughts? So if you follow that camp, what I advise you to do is to create for yourself a psychological timeline. Write these things down. First of all, what will you be doing, say, 3 years after you leave your job? Where will you be living? Who are you going to be spending your time with? If you're married, I would recommend taking a few weeks off and walking through a sample retirement with your spouse. Let's face it, you have 20 or 30 more years to live, potentially. And if you two really aren't getting along anymore, it's a good way to figure that out. Or work through issues that maybe you're having before you get there. Because as you know, when I hear this quite a bit, a lot, especially with the husbands, a lot of wives tell me, well, if he stops working, I sure don't want him around the house all day. He's going to drive me crazy. Knowing when and how you're going to retire and have that paycheck coming in every 2 weeks is a big decision. You shouldn't just enter into this lightly. That's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these types of decisions every single day. In our office, we have a CPA, 4 estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work as a team to help you through decisions like this. We can help you lay out in black and white where income will come from. What assets do you have to convert into income to help create that paycheck for you every month like you've been so accustomed to? Once you take that issue off the table, there really is no excuse. So I know you have questions when it comes to this area because you have to think about taxes and your estate plan and your investments. How are they going to convert into a new situation once your situation changes for the forever? You can get the answers and the roadmap laid out in front of you so you can have the opportunity to make this decision for yourself and possibly change yours and your family's life forever. If you've saved at least $300,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, savings accounts, then pick up the phone right now and for the first 10 callers, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge, but you must be one of the first 10 callers. Call this number, 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team right now. Dial 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, is there a perfect age to retire? You're going to find out next. Keep it tuned right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with the Sandman. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. Today we're tackling this massive question, which is, how do I know it's time to retire? Deciding to retire is as much of a psychological decision as it is a financial one. It's deeply personal. As you go from working decades to working little or not at all. How do you tell when it's the right time to retire? Should you continue to work or retire early? How would it feel to know that you timed your retirement flawlessly? Well, that's what we're aiming to help you with today. So is 70, 62, 55 the magical age? Consider this, along with marriage, divorce, having children, and moving, this is one of the biggest transitions you're going to make during your lifetime. Research shows that the happiest retirees start planning, get this, at least 5 years before their desired retirement date. Unfortunately, many people who come to see us wait too long. They wait until the company's bought out, their health changes, or they're offered some kind of a package. I recommend starting to plan before that kind of event happens. So is 55 a magic age? Retiring at age 55 may be more feasible than you think. Why? Many people assume their retirement money is off limits until they reach age 59 and a half. But a special rule in most 401k plans allows penalty-free withdrawals from age 55 through age 59 and a half, but only if you retire after your 55th birthday. One way to take advantage of this is through what's called IRS Section 72T. This comes out of the Internal Revenue Code. 72T payments from your retirement account allow you to take out equal distributions over a five-year period of time without the 10% penalty. However, remember, you're going to pay ordinary income tax on those withdrawals. Another thing you'll need to plan for if you retire at the age of 55, 10 years before your Medicare coverage begins, is your health care. Be sure to factor in the cost of buying your own health insurance. Well, is 62 the magic age then? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 62 is the average retirement age in the United States. This makes sense, as 62 is the earliest you can start collecting your Social Security benefits. I urge you to be careful when you start to consider this sort of a decision. 62 may be the beginning of Social Security, but you could regret making that decision later on once you learn how you can really use those benefits in a meaningful way in conjunction with other assets that you've accumulated. By delaying your Social Security start date, you could be able to produce more income later in life when you might really need it. A lot of our clients choose 65 as the magic age. Medicare benefits start to begin at 65, so you can begin collecting your Social Security anytime thereafter. And there's no penalty taxes for withdrawals out of your retirement account. Also, many annuities that maybe you've purchased along the way have decent income benefits that turn on after age 60. You have some big decisions to make at 65, though, like these. What type of supplemental health care policy should you pick? How do you plan for long-term care expenses which aren't covered under traditional Medicare plans? And what if you have cognitive declines? How do you pay for that? I also recommend creating what I call a decumulation plan. This means planning as to how you're going to withdraw from accounts in which order, depending on all kinds of considerations like market fluctuation, penalties, taxes. Also, be aware for upcoming retirees, full retirement age or your FRA for your Social Security benefits may not be 65. In fact, if you haven't retired yet, most likely it's not. It could be 66 or later. The decision you make when it comes to this benefit is significant for not only you, but your spouse. Making the wrong decisions can be very, very painful. If you're like some of my clients, particularly in the medical profession, 70 seems to be the magic age. You may never want to retire. You may really enjoy your job. So if you've picked 70 as your age, or maybe you're 70 now, the good news when it comes to Social Security is you're going to get the maximum amount right now. One thing a lot of people do, though, is they wait and they think it'll become more even if they continue to work. That's not true. So 70 is the magic age to collect your Social Security. And don't wait. Collect it now, because if you delay it, you will not get it back. But keep in mind that 70 is the top benefit that you'll collect. If there is an inflation adjustment, you'll get that. And if anything happens to you, your spouse will get your benefit if it's bigger than hers or his. Also, it's a great idea to sit down and take inventory of all the different assets that you own. Maybe you have an annuity, a reverse mortgage, a life insurance policy. Like wine, these products tend to get better with age. So a lot of the withdrawal features that you have in these products could become more significant to you and provide a better monthly benefit to you once you turn them on. One of the downsides of waiting to age 70 is that shortly thereafter, at 70 and a half, you have to start taking from your retirement accounts what's known as a required minimum distribution. This starts at age 70 and a half. If you miss one of these, or you're working and not paying attention to this, you could have to pay a penalty of at 50%. That's right, 50% of what you were expected to withdraw could have to be paid in a penalty to the IRS. So make sure you start these on time and calculate them correctly. Another important item that you should have on your checklist if you're going to retire at 70 would be to review all your beneficiary designations. I can't tell you how many cases we've had that have gone all the way through the courts where people are fighting over the benefit that they received from the life insurance policy, retirement account, annuity, IRA. All these types of accounts have beneficiaries on them. I recommend at this point in your life to sit down and review each one of your accounts, contracts, trusts, and see who is your beneficiary for each item and make sure that one doesn't trump another. Let me give you an example. I've seen a case where people have a trust, a living revocable trust, and on their IRA account, they name the beneficiary as the trust. Well, what happens if that person passes away and the ultimate beneficiary through that trust is, say, some previous wife or a stepchild? The current wife or the current kids might be pretty upset to find out that they're not going to get anything. The reverse is true. Let's say that you have a living trust and for some reason the attorney didn't put the name of the trust as the beneficiary on your retirement account. They put someone else in that place, an individual, say. You pass away, and now the individual gets your entire retirement account, even though your intention was through your trust for it to be split among several people. That won't happen if on the beneficiary designation form for that retirement account, it says that particular individual. The individual will win in that case. So that leads me to my next point, which is when you set up a retirement account, who's advising you on who the beneficiary should be on that contract or that account? Probably not your attorney. I know a lot of people have questions about this and wonder why certain results happen when they happen. Don't wait until it's too late. You won't be around at that point in time, but your family and your heirs are going to have to deal with a real mess. If you want to figure out what's the right way to distribute your assets according to your wishes, then you should definitely sit down with a team of professionals who have a lot of experience in this area. On our team, we have a CPA, we have 4 estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors who work together as a team to work through these decisions with you and provide you with the kind of advice that you need to make the right choice. If you've saved at least $300,000 in a 401k, IRA, or other brokerage account, maybe you have significant real estate holdings, this is a great time to pick up the phone and give us a call. Here's what I'll do. For the first 10 callers on the show today, I'm going to go ahead and design your own personal Protect Your Assets Life Plan to show you how to lay all this out in black and white. And this will be at no charge. I know you have questions and you deserve answers. So go ahead and pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers, you can have this plan done for you at absolutely no charge. Again, the number here is this, 888-588-5818. That's 888-588-5818. There's no better time than to do this right now. As you know, life changes. Things happen very quickly. Don't wish that you did this. Don't let something happen to you and regret that you didn't take advantage of this opportunity. Call this number, 888-588-5818, and get a better night's sleep. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, are there some questions that you need to be asking yourself right now to decide whether it's time to retire or not? I'm going to go through those questions. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. Today's show is dedicated to helping you answer that big question. How do I know it's time to retire? To help you answer that question, in the previous segments, we've been going over some of the big things you need to think about. One of the best ways to get some help and get started on something like this is to come to one of our workshops, where we sit down with you and talk about your specific situation.
Before you can really answer that question, you have to have an understanding that you can retire when you want to, and you can end up financially secure only if you control your destiny. And this happens by taking the right steps, not by accident. You need to take action. You can take action right now to learn how you can retire on your own terms. One of the best ways to get to know us is by seeing one of our educational workshops. Join me while I present Retiring in Trump's America, March 1st in Mountain View at the Don Giovanni restaurant. This will be a first-come, first-serve event, and you can sign up by going to our website, which is libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the Workshops tab at the top of the page, and when you get to the page, you'll see that there's a Register button for the March 1st date. Go ahead and register for that, and you're welcome to bring a friend if you'd like. In this workshop, we'll have a plain English, straightforward conversation about reducing your taxes, investment strategies you might want to consider, and also income planning ideas that you can use when retiring in Trump's America. Even if you have a plan in place, it's always a good idea to get a second opinion. So feel free, again, go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, click on the Workshops tab, and register for the event there. Now, I'd like to wish a happy birthday to Dave Donati. I hope you have a great birthday week, Dave, and enjoy yourself. So what are some of the questions you need to ask yourself before you even think about retiring? I like to have a series of questions that I go through when I talk to people about their plans. And one of the ones that we talk about is, how long are you going to live? Now, I have a little test I can show you how to perform in the office that'll show you that. Just kidding. But a good indication is looking at the average life expectancy in the United States. Right now, according to the CDC, that number is 78.8 years old. However, get this, one in four 65-year-olds today can expect to live past the age of 90. Of course, family history helps to understand what that date could be, and certainly taking stock of your current health situation and how you exercise and take care of yourself obviously goes a long way as well. That being said, the next question you're going to ask yourself is, what are my retirement expenses going to be? Most people can expect to spend about 85 cents in retirement for every dollar they spent before retirement. But remember, things can hit you out of nowhere, like your health, taxes, change in investment returns. So all these need to be considered in any good plan. Next, you want to lay out for yourself, what are your retirement income sources? While roughly 25% of adults ages 55 and older have more than $300,000 in retirement savings,
An even greater percentage, 29%, don't have any retirement savings, according to Go Banking Rates. But just because you don't have significant savings doesn't mean you're not ready to retire. So you got to consider where your income sources are going to come from. And one of the big questions that we spend a lot of time on is, when should you take your Social Security and how do you go about doing that, particularly if you're married? After you've answered that question, you got to consider inflation. Your portfolio has to beat inflation if you're going to make it last. According to most statistics right now, inflation's running a little bit above 2%. So make sure you budget that into your total cash flow as you experience market gyrations and any investment you're in. You know, one of the big issues that a lot of people just never consider is their debt. A lot of people own real estate and carry debt on that real estate because that is the best way to get the best type of IRR. That stands for internal rate of return. But I find that a lot of financial plans and even planners don't even consider how to use debt to the retiree's benefit. It's just something they don't specialize in or know much about. We have a lot of personal experience in dealing with that sort of issue. So I would encourage you to consider, how do you use your debt to get the most out of your total return? Obviously, a huge one you have to consider in retirement are taxes. As you know, on our staff, we have a CPA who looks at your tax return and your tax situation as it affects your investments and how you and when you withdraw money from those accounts. If you make the wrong decision, up to 85% of your Social Security benefit could be taxable, and withdrawals from your traditional IRAs and 401ks are taxed as ordinary income. So if you need, say, $5,000 a month to cover your expenses, you might need to withdraw a total of $6,000 to cover the tax bill. Don't forget healthcare. Healthcare is a huge cost in retirement. It can wipe you out. According to Fidelity, 2017 retirement healthcare cost estimate, a couple who are both 65 and who retired in 2017 can expect to spend $275,000 on healthcare. This does not include the cost of long-term care. I know I've probably caused you to ask a lot more questions than you had answers for, but hopefully this will help you and guide you through making some of these decisions. Obviously, this is complicated, and this is a major change in your life. So before you even think about making that step, I recommend that you sit down with someone who's qualified, knowledgeable, and who has done this for many, many households. It makes a lot of sense to meet with our team at the Liberty Group, who looks at these types of decisions every day. In our office, we have a CPA, 4 estate planning attorneys, and a group of financial advisors that work as a group, as a team, to help you through starting to make decisions like these. Remember, Professor Merton at MIT said, now is the best time to be thinking about this, not when retirement's on your doorstep. We can help you figure out if this is the right time or not, or when the right time might be, with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you'll learn exactly what steps you need to be taking right now to get your household in order before you make this big transition. If you've saved at least $300,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, savings account, pick up the phone right now, and for the first 10 callers, you can have your very own personal appointment set up with my team for absolutely no charge. But you must be one of the first 10 callers right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that's 888-588-5818. You may be thinking about retiring right now, but there's a lot of questions you have. So get your questions answered. Sleep better at night. Call 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, And of course, all my fabulous producers, Matt, Stan, and Nico, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.
The preceding program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily represent those of the station or its ownership.